Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at practicing the presence of God, coming into God's very, very presence, close and personal. And we started giving you three steps that you can follow. The first step was meet God through Bible reading and meditation, and we covered that. The second one was fellowshipping with God. We covered that one. And then the last way that we're discussing on this instance is worship God. Point number three, worship God. So we're grateful that you've joined us, but we've got to read the Bible and meditate on the Word, number one. Number two, fellowship with God, time spent alone. And number three, worship God in adoration. And we're talking about that today. And you can pick up and catch up on the others that you might have missed out on by going to our webpage, traditionworshipcenter.com, and just go on the watch and you can see the whole series, and you will enjoy it and help you and teach you how we can get into the presence of God. Let's join the service.
God tells us, He says, be still and know that I'm God. That's a scripture God gave to us in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord. There's some waiting involved, but you're not alone in your waiting. Come on, this is powerful. This is exciting. I'm getting excited. I want to go home, lock myself in my room. And I'm hoping you start feeling the same way. Amen. We become sometimes so religious. We know so much about the Bible. We know so many scriptures. We know we've got so much going on, but we haven't got a presence with God on a daily basis. And only in the presence of Jesus Christ, there's power in prayer. Only in His presence. That's why many people pray and they don't see results. Amen. Amen. He says, be still and know that I am God. He says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings of eagles. They'll walk, not be weary. They'll run and not faint. You know what He's telling you right there? The eagle doesn't flap. He catches the currents and he soars higher. And as the enemy attacks, he just catches another current and soars higher. That's God taking you up. That's God when you're in His presence. He'll cause you to be like the eagle. He'll cause you to rise higher in every area of your life. You can't do it apart from God. You will soar like an eagle. Come on. Woo, I'm getting excited. We're going home soon. Amen. And to be still, the word from the Strong's Concordance means to relax, to withdraw, to refrain, and to let alone. Let everything go. Be at peace. That's what the word be still means. To wait out of the Strong's Concordance means to look for, to hope, and to expect. I'm not waiting for nothing. I'm waiting for God to reveal things to me, to come visit with me, to draw me in. You're not waiting for nothing. You're waiting for God. I'm looking for God. I'm hoping for God with an expectation. Come on, guys. If you want to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to do this. I'm just telling you like it is. Hello. Jesus spent time with the Father nonstop. And look what he did. Amen. All right. And think about this. The storm came to destroy Jesus and the disciples. Jesus said, be still. Peace and calm. Peace and calm. He stilled the storm. And they sailed plain sailing from there. Come on. You've got to learn to be still and know that he's God. You've got to wait upon the Lord with an expectation, a hope, and anxiousness. Oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. And if nothing happens this day, you've been practicing his presence. That's good. Yeah. And God sees it and he says, well done, my good and faithful service. You're trying, keep going. Come on. And he may reveal some things to you, and he may not. You may want to write it down, you may not. When I get that close to God and I start feeling his presence, I'll just get it in my head, what he's saying. Amen. Okay, the last one, not to keep you much longer. Number three is to worship God. Everyone say, worship God. And you can see Moses over there. Man, when you're in God's presence, you're not standing around. Hey, dude, I'm talking worship God. And we understand that worship means something else. Watch it. John 4:23. But the hour is coming and now is. It's here. When the true worshipers. Are you a true worshiper? Say, I'm a true worshiper. God made me a true worshiper. I cannot watch you. In that day, which is now, is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You see, standing up here singing is not necessarily in the spirit. Dancing is not necessarily in the spirit. It can be. But let me tell you something. Worship, if you look, and I'm going to bring this sometime. Worship, if you look in the book of
2 Chronicles 29,
you'll find that worship and other places was while the priests were blowing the shofar and playing the music, while the music played in the background, the Bible says the worshipers, I think it's in 22, the worshipers bowed down on their faces and worshiped God. Did you hear that? While the musicians were playing, doesn't say while they were worshiping. While they were playing, the people fell on their faces and worshiped God. Don't think that music alone is worship. It can help get us closer to God. You worship God with your giving. You worship God when you love someone who's unlovely. Come on. Come on. But when you come into the presence of God, you're not hanging around. There's no more hanging around looking cool. You see, you got to lose your dignity to gain his deity. And don't worry what you look like. Fall on your knees, snot and tears. Who cares? Who cares? A contrite heart, God will never reject. A broken spirit for God, God will never reject. Come on, guys. This is powerful stuff for us. Sweet Jesus. And if you practice the presence of God, you'll get the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. Strong's for the word worship, to do reverence to go down on my knees to do obeisance to bow down to lie prostrate. That's worship. Don't think worship is, you know, two songs of praise and two songs of worship. That can be a start of getting you somewhere. But worshiping God, and when you worship God on your own, and you now start on your face. You know, Ron Canole, incredible musician. You all know him. He came to our church many times. One of the greatest musicians on the planet for the Christian. He actually started, I believe, the big sound that we eventually got. Because it used to be one man on his guitar, and that was praise and worship. But he came with the big band and the whole thing, and they would worship. And he said he had been offered, because he's got a great voice. He's on my wife's CD, singing her song with her. And he said he had an offer from Sony Records to sign a deal. That's how good he was. And he said he wasn't sure, and he walked down the road, and he saw a little chapel. And he went into that chapel, and he sat down at the keyboards, and he said, I gave a concert for one. Just him and God. because the doors were not locked. A concert for one. He told me that personally. A concert for one. And he just sat there and played and sung and played and sung. And then he turned down that big contract that he would have had. He would have become famous in the world and known. But he became famous in the kingdom of God. He went to Kenya. There were 4 million people in front of him singing his song so loud he couldn't hear himself through the system that he just let them sing it. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you devote and give to God and you seek after God, He will take you to limits that you don't even see. You are limiting yourself by not getting into His presence. You're limiting your ministry. Whatever that is. Amen. Whew. In many cases, literally bowing down on one's knees to humbly submit and express surrender and adoration with words coming out of your mouth, how much you love Him, how much you adore Him. We're talking worship now. Amen? Are you with that? And it's not so easy to do it here when you've got a crowd around you. When you worship God, you letting Him know, I believe you are worthy. I see you as worthy to get all of the accolades, all of the honor, all of the power, all of the praise, all of the worship. Oh my God. Oh my God. To worship God is to give Him reverent devotion, adoration, and complete allegiance. Can I challenge you all to say, I'm going to do better? Really, I want you to consider your own verdict on your own self. Am I where I should be, or can I do better? I'm not trying to pull a guilt trip on anyone. I'm trying to get us to get closer into God's presence. In His presence, things change. In His presence, things become glorious. In His presence, a song becomes a lifestyle. In His presence, oh God. And you've got to remember this. God tells us in many scriptures that He is a jealous God. Now, I want to just make a note here. Being a jealous God means your resolute, unwavering devotion rather than to a selfish, look here, to a selfish ambition. That He's jealous for your devotion rather than some selfish ambition. It doesn't mean He's petty, He's jealous. He wants you, His bride, whom He died for. And I want to encourage us to go back to our first love. Get Basilia Schlink's book. Get Jean Guyon's book. Start reading things. Read the Bible. Learn to read and pray the scriptures. You see, when I pray for someone who needs healing, and we've seen thousands of people healed from everything, right? And you've seen that. When I pray the scripture. That's God's will. That's God's word. I pray His word. He says, remind me of my word. He's saying, show me you know what you're doing and that you're in faith for that word. And you pray the scripture to God Almighty. And Madame Guyon teaches you how to pray the scriptures. Oh, it's powerful. Amen. So in conclusion, read the Bible and meditate on the word. Number two, fellowship with God. Give Him time alone. And number three, worship God in adoration. That's it. That's it, my brother. That's it. And God will see a hungry heart. And His eyes are roaming to and fro in the earth looking for someone like that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70.